Hey everybody, fun episode of The Morning Show. We discuss crypto's overnight bleed and what to expect from the ordinals market with the halving coming later this month, the Bitcoin halving that is, and also whether OpenSea can pull off a comeback after teasing a Blast integration. We talk about the debauchery that happened at NFT NYC this week, including our event yesterday. Big shout out to everybody that came to the event. All in all, it's a great episode of the show. Big shout out to our partners at Polygon and specifically our partners at Planet Mojo. You can follow Planet Mojo on Twitter at We Are Planet Mojo. Hope you enjoy the show. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we are going to discuss crypto's overnight bleed right here on the Daily Bone Podcast, Friday, April 5th, week of NFT NYC. A lot of stuff going down in New York. We're going to talk about what to expect from the ordinals market with the halving coming this month. And lastly, we're going to discuss whether OpenSea can pull off a comeback after teasing a Blast integration. Big tease right there from OpenSea. Clemente, I got distracted by you laughing. What are you laughing at, big dog?
Not just your voice. It actually is holding up pretty well compared to last year.
But it's holding up pretty well. You know, these loud events, they can get loud, but we don't have to talk about that. What we should talk about is that before we kick off today's show, I want to give a huge shout out to one of our partners, Polygon. Polygon, of course, working with us on the event yesterday in New York City, had an absolute blast there. Great seeing the team and just really great collaborating with them. You were mentioning some activations that caught your eye, right?
No, there was a bunch. We actually interviewed the Polygon team at our event, and it was a great conversation. We highlighted a bunch of things that they had going on. And 2 days ago, specifically, one of the gaming projects that's on Polygon, Planet Mojo, had announced that they got a brand new strategic round that they had closed, which brings the total amount of funds that they've been able to raise to $10.5 million. There was some incredible
Holy shit.
There's some incredible conversation with their team as well, talking about why this game makes sense, abstracting the user layer, making the game as seamless as possible, an extremely user-friendly game for people that if they've never tried a Web3 or crypto game, Planet Mojo makes a ton of sense. They have the Mojo token that's launching. It's a utility token for Planet Mojo and its ecosystem of games, products, experiences, and it's obviously on Polygon. So the Mojo token was also airdrops, and it's currently locked, but it's going to be fully unlocked with no vesting as soon as their centralized exchange listing goes live. And this Web3 gaming ecosystem is being crafted by gaming vets from LucasArts, EA, Activision, and more. I've played the game. It's extremely fun. We can even see that their lead backers on this total amount raised was from Animoca, Merit Circle, Courtside, bunch of great names involved in this. And like I mentioned, game's extremely user-friendly, fun to play. It's awesome. So if you've never tried out a Web3 game, you can try it out now at Planet Mojo's site. Their Twitter's We Are Planet Mojo, all one word. Go check it out. It's top tier. So shout out Polygon, shout out Planet Mojo. It's been a ton of fun.
Hell yeah. Monster shout out. Nick, what's going on?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I didn't even realize that that was a sponsored read until halfway through. And then I was like, oh, okay. So Easy was doing a great job there. That was the first thing. The second thing is,
Nick compliment.
Like, I don't want to talk about my voice. Y'all acting like I can feel the energy. The lack thereof through the screen, and people's like, we don't need to talk about it. We don't need to talk about it. Everyone looks like they were punched in the face.
I feel like I'm absolutely holding up pretty well. There's a little bit of vocal, you know, reverb. There's some reverb on my voice that wouldn't normally be there, but I don't think there's any energy problem.
I mean, you bounced back from not being able to stand last night. I mean, Jesus Louise, dude.
Very funny. Literally, some guy came up to me in line at the last event. He was like, you're sober, right? That's how not under the influence of alcohol I was.
Yeah, I had six people come up to me and say the same thing.
You were flopping around. Ridiculous. Okay. Anyway, just real quick, make sure you give Planet Mojo a follow at Wear a Planet Mojo on Twitter.
We are Planet Mojo, all one word.
Oh, my God.
We'll get them next time, Chief. At We Are Planet Mojo, you can check them out on Twitter. Like I said, actually a fun game, and I know that that's baffling to many people in the Web3 gaming space. Hey, We Are Planet Mojo, all one word.
Hey, let's go around the room and see who had sex last night.
That's a game that I would normally play. That's a very fun game. I'm actually really happy that you're playing that game. Clemente, go first. Just kidding. Just kidding. I see Nick's got some glass bottle Pellegrino. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Friday, April 5th, having a little bit of fun here. The week of NFT NYC. Monster shout out to everybody that came to our NFT NYC event at Somewhere Nowhere. Absolute jam. Incredible experience seeing and meeting all the Bodagos holders. A lot of familiar faces, people I've met before. Big, big shout out. Also very interesting to talk to plus ones that didn't really understand what was going on, that were asking about the picture of us on the boat and us talking about how famous it is, them not understanding why, and us just being like, I mean, look at us. Look at how cool we are. Anyway, great, great event.
Nick, wait, who said that?
Just a bunch of people.
All I had was a line of people trying to take selfies.
There were certainly many, 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 many people throughout the day and evening trying to take selfies with Nick, but I think people probably could have assumed that.
Nick, I gotta address the elephant in the room here. There was a situation last night where someone came up to you and respectfully asked to suck your face. The conversation completely caught me off guard.
Oh, let's just move on from that, though.
I wanted to just address the elephant in the room.
That's some rock star stuff right there. All right, look, we're gonna.
That was not what she said.
That's what you told me, she said.
Anyway,
actually the sentence you said.
She hit the camera and then started kissing me, basically. And I was like,
that's not okay. That's not allowed.
I was like, yo, this is harassment. Stop it. I was like, oh my God, attractive woman trying to kiss me. Stop it. Get away.
I mean, you know. Hey, look, things happen. Signal, why don't we rock the weather report a little bit? We got Sig coming in.
Yes, I'm going to come in a couple of octaves deeper just so I sound like I was at Doggos, even though I wasn't. Anyway, guys, there's not going to be any music today because my internet's still a bit janky. So we're going to go off with Friday, April the 5th. That ETH market volume is coming in at 16 million. Solana market volume is close to 7. Ordinals market volume at 15.4. If we look at the market leaders on Ethereum, most collections were just flat, with Mockaverse up 10% to 4.2, ETH Azuki down to 3.9. Over on Solana, the Pike Nyans ran up to 5.1 SOL, and Sharks are up about 10% to 4.6. Over on Bitcoin, it was just puppets, puppets, puppets. That's all it was, with Room Pups leading away, doing a nice little 2x to 0.024 BTC, and the Bitcoin puppets are up 16% to 0.293 BTC. On the crypto roundup, Bitcoin gained 1% over the last 24 hours to 67K, as ETF see another day of 100 million just inflows coming in. Other majors didn't really do that much. ETH fell down to 3,216. Solana just tumbled all the way down to 172. Should be going up, but it's going down. Other standout tokens on the meme coin side, we saw some bleeding over the last 24 hours. This was headlined by Hobbs, that was down 45%. Mew, also down almost 40%. Boba Opa, that's down 30%. And Degen, down to $30. The only meme coin doing really well was Pack. We spoke about this on the show yesterday. That has bucked the trend and up 30% as season 3 airdrop farming is in full swing. Over the past 24 hours, top 3 stories. Number 1, OpenSea teased their entry onto the Blast blockchain with more details to come today. OpenSea is currently the number 3 marketplace on ETH by volume behind Blur and Magic Eden, and has done 132 ETH in volume over the past 24 hours. This is ahead of an expected launch of the Blur marketplace on Blast later this month. Secondly, over on Ordinals, a huge sweep of puppets and node monkeys kicked off with a frenzy, sending Bitcoin puppets over 0.3 BTC. This then led to the Room Pups doing that nice little 2x and their corresponding Pups token gaining 70% to a current 480 million market cap. And then finally, Doodles has announced a groundbreaking storytelling experience with music by Pharrell featuring Lil Wayne, expected to launch this summer. The market, you know, to be honest, they don't really care. Didn't really take much notice. With Doodles actually going down on the day around 6% to 1.58 ETH floor on less than 150 ETH of total daily volume. That is all for the weather report. It is back to you folks in the studio.
Fantastic weather report as usual. Signal, some updates from the Daily Bone newsletter. This is emailed to anyone that subscribes at dailybones.com. First story, Coinbase announces the launch of perps trading for Bitcoin BRC20 token ORDI starting on April 11th, 6 days from now, with ORDI even on the day at a $1.2 billion market cap. Must have been priced in. Next story, farming project Munchables has finally completed the return of user funds lost in the $62 million hack that you all remember from about a week ago. The funds have been sent directly to wallets, and users should avoid any scams directing them to claim. We will see what those users gamble the money on next. Next story, Ripple announces the launch of a USD stablecoin across the Ethereum and XRP blockchains. This coin will be fully backed by US dollars and government treasuries. XRP, the XRP boy army is going to be loving this one. Last story, Zora airdrops the ticker Enjoy. The first ERC-20 token on their proprietary network is currently trading at a $79 million market cap. Those are the top stories from the Daily Bone newsletter. Again, you can subscribe at dailybones.com. Look, first story that we're going to dive into today is crypto bleeding overnight. We have a ETH down 3%, Solana down 9%, Doge down 14%, WHIF down 17%. WHIF is down for a particular reason. I don't know if you all saw the viral video going around from, I suppose it was the WHIF party, the WHIF event, but people are concerned at the performance of people on stage at the WHIF event. People are saying Molly WHIF hat. Nick, did you see this?
I did.
So it turns out the dev's name is Little Ketamine.
That's one of the devs.
Yeah. And that was what kind of led to a lot of people to speculate that Little Ketamine was actually the one on the far right who was just kind of bobbing around and sweating through his shirt.
His name is Little Ketamine.
Yeah, Little Ketamine. Great dev name. Great dev name.
Sorry, this seems like a bit like the.
No. This was Webster Hall right at the start of the event. Like this was
the developer.
That is the developer's name.
But that's not the developer.
No, so this dancing. That's not the best video. Let me see, there's another video where they're all four
of the guys sweating and whatever.
Yeah, there's one like all four of them on stage side by side.
Are these people that are on stage the developers?
One of them is. One's like the founder, one's like the CMO, you know?
Is that the guy that fingered the horse?
Yes. No,
that's Sushi Swap. That's Sushi Swap.
You weren't playing along there, P.O., dude.
I know. That's Sushi Swap. That guy swaying back and forth is hilarious. I saw one tweet where it's like, to be clear, this is not dancing. He just like bent over, swaying his arms back and forth. I love that the price of the token goes down based on that. That's like the funniest part to me is a video of people like being on drugs at the event makes the token price go down. That's like the funniest part. But you know, broadly speaking, you know, in terms of the whole market, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, like, is there anything that you can point to in terms of price action? I know Easy, for example, you're paying close attention to the price action on a week over week basis. When we had Eric Crown on the show 1 week ago today, he talked about how in the month of April, in election years, which is also Bitcoin halving years, in those years, Bitcoin typically has made a huge move to the upside from, you know, the beginning of the month to the end. I think he said something to the tune of like 40%. Do you think that that's still in play? It's April.
I think it was more often than that. It was pretty much every time. That ain't happening this time.
Are you sure? It's April 5th. There's a whole lot of month left.
I'm going to take the, I'm going to go with the under here.
You're going to break the trend.
I'm going to break the trend because the trend has been broken. Mm. Like, basically, it's been pumping so much.
Trend's still intact, Nick.
Oh, yeah, I'm on easy side.
It's the weekly, Nick. The trend's still well intact.
30%
retraces in a bull market are not unexpected.
I'll pull up a chart.
Pull a chart up.
I'm pulling it up.
Pull it up.
I'm pulling it up.
Pull it up.
It's in the process. Hold on, I'm about to show you. I don't know, man. This looks like it's dead, dude. I think it's dead.
Bitcoin's dead.
Well, I'm looking at Solana right now first.
Is Solana getting like chopped up so much because of the congestion that's been happening on the network because of meme coins recently?
Well,
question.
Everything's selling.
There was a very influential Solana person that we were talking with last night, and he was like, they got to fix this.
That's what's going on. So anyway, no,
legitimately, he was venting, maybe not to you, but like literally, and he's responsible for a large amount of the network traffic. So yeah, he was deeply unhappy about it.
Unhappy about the launch of meme coins on Solana?
No, because he's benefiting from that. What I was saying is he's complaining because the network is having issues. Like there's too much congestion. And so he was deeply frustrated about that. I said, do you think that FireDancer fixes this? And he said, maybe a little. He thought that that's still something that is an issue. If we pull up the weekly on Bitcoin, okay, pulled it up. Easy. Talk to me.
Trend's still intact, Nick.
What is the trend? I mean, this is like, how do we do?
Look at it. Look, higher lows. That's all we care about here, Nick. Higher lows. That's all you need. Let it consolidate. Let it coil. 30% retraces.
I'm just selling everything and walking away. Someone said stick to the trade. Guys, I'm done. It's over, guys.
That's a half joke, and the key word is half, because I feel like the price action does make Nick want to just be done at times.
Well, primarily when we have so much Solana in our business, that's what when I think about it, and I'm like, we lost.
It's only up 100x. God forbid. Like, it's the worst thing in the world that it was $8, so almost one calendar year.
Yeah, we didn't
ago.
Hold it from there. Otherwise, we'd have like $15 million, in which case, yeah, I'd be absolutely ecstatic. Literally $15+ million. But instead,
we all make mistakes.
We have 500,000. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was no universe where everything would be held in Solana, so don't worry too much about it. At the same time, you're currently complaining about the level of exposure now. So there you have it. There is no universe where that would have been a reality. Look, Bitcoin holding steady at 66.5K. Beanie pointed out on Twitter that the ETH BTC pair just broke through support levels from 2 years ago and could fall to levels established in the 2019 bear market. This is actually something I would love to talk to the chart boys about, because I think Nick,
I was just going to say the commenters are seriously distraught about my commentary. I want to apologize to everybody. I got like 5.5 hours of sleep last night. That's the energy.
Five hour playing. Nick.
And it is disappointing. I'm disappointed in myself.
I think you're still wearing the same outfit you were wearing last night, to be completely transparent with you.
Incorrect.
Did you take a shower?
I did take a shower.
Nice. Shower is important.
I do like the jacket, though. You're looking very fresh. Multiple people came up to me and said, you have a nice jacket, but Nick's is better last night. And I was like, wow, okay. It was very, very well received, you know?
That's probably the girl that started kissing me.
Yeah, oh, well, that did happen. That did happen.
Anyways, I want to apologize. And I just want everybody to know we're gonna bring it back. This energy is coming back. We're gonna turn the bend.
Oh, that's turn the bend. Yeah, that's the code.
I'm just saying my energy is reflective of the Solana content. Also, Tofu got Zach. Video of me and Frenchie, whatever the guy's name is,
European kid,
and we did a little skit there, and. I mean, that guy is way taller than me. Significantly taller.
Yo, your body language in this is perfect. Look at Nick's body over here. The way he's standing, it's very, very good. I think that it was obvious you'd had a couple of drinks, so maybe the rapid fire improv wasn't as strong as it will be next time. But you did have a money line. You said you got a lot of height, but not a lot of crypto. So that was a lot of fun. That to see that develop quickly. Just to give people context, this tall gentleman in the blue is a big time TikToker named European Kid. That we've been paying attention to for a little bit now since the Choose Rich stuff started, because he basically makes similar content at a bigger scale. And when we got to what we thought was the M'lady rave, it actually turned out to be a different meme coin party. But when we got to that event in line, I just saw him and I was like, wait a minute, yo, is that European Kid? I point him out to Nick. Nick, no hesitation, walks up to him and starts chatting with him. And within literally 2.5 minutes, they're doing a live skit and he's going, people know who I am. They do not know you. Who are you? or like whatever the opening bit to that sketch was, Nick. What was that experience like? Quickly, then we'll get back to the market.
In terms of planning the situation, he was like, "We'll just improv it." I was like,
"Nick, that's the last thing Nick wants to hear."
Oh, I said okay. I was down to play ball, but I also was simultaneously like, I have no idea what's about to come out of this kid's mouth.
It was good to the point where multiple people asked me if it was real. They were like, did Nick actually almost get into a fight last night? Like, they thought that that was legit, which is a win.
I've been just observing that guy's content. He has well thought out content. So it was interesting that he wanted to improv in that situation.
Well, his stuff is improv. He thinks of the architecture of the bit, but then he improvs it. He's not like jotting down those lines. He's improving it. He had architecture for that bit. The architecture for that bit was that he was offended that people wanted to take a picture with you when they should be taking a picture with him because he's the European kid. Everybody knows him.
But he didn't say that. He didn't
say that. That's what he says in the bit.
He says the photo?
Yeah, watch the bit again. I didn't even hear it when it was happening live. I watched Zach's little video of it. I have a little video of it too. You know, he's like, people do not know you. They know me. I'm the European kid. That's a fake accent when he does it too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't want you all to think that I'm like making.
But he would never put like that. That doesn't seem like that's too. That video won't get posted to his account because that's not. He doesn't do self-reflective content describing the European kid.
Are you sure he's never said he's the European kid on his content?
No, he says, do you know who my father is?
Yeah.
It's usually what his shtick is. So yeah. It has nothing to do with, I do think this thing was funny and that it was like, but the problem is that's outside of, that would be like his personal account. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. Interesting that he made that decision. It was past midnight in front of a Milady rave adjacent party. So
yeah,
I just wonder how he possibly got there. But anyway.
Well, he was hanging out with crypto people I got a message at like midnight the night before being like, yo, I'm with the European kid. And I was
right. Yes, yes.
So like clearly he hung out with someone in the crypto space and then ended up at this party, whatever it was. I'd been saying, I was like, I want to find out a way to collab with this guy. So yeah. I got his number. Maybe something ends up happening. I think maybe we do something with Lamborghinis.
Yeah, he's going to yell at you for, you know, having a Lamborghini when only the European kid's supposed to have a Lamborghini. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, back, as people want to know why Nick was even waiting in line.
We didn't wait in line. Actually, the police came to the Milady party. Yeah. So we showed up.
It wasn't actually the Milady party, by the way, Nick. It wasn't? Mistaken. No, it was a different meme coin party that I'm not going to name.
Oh. Okay, well...
It's not that big of a deal, Nick.
Why aren't you going to... Are you not naming it because it's offensive?
A lot of meme coin names are offensive.
Is this one offensive?
Yeah.
1 to 10, how offensive?
Yeah, depends on who you are. But I'd say broadly speaking, if we're going broad, it's like a 6.5 or a 7. Someone already commented on it. Clemente put it on the screen. Anyway.
Are you?
Yes.
That was the Milady rave. It was in partnership with them.
It was in partnership. Well, anyway,
the seems to be behind like half the meme coins, including
probably 92% of them is from a Milady, Ramelio, or Schizo poster. Yes. Yeah, right around there, right around the low 90 percentage.
It was something. The cops came.
Police officer, she was like, you have to leave the side of the street. And I was like, I'm getting an Uber. She was like, well, cross the street. I was like, I'm good. I'm good.
Wow, Nick just, you know, saying. It's a little back talk for the police. Anyway, look, moving on. Interesting night last night for sure. In all seriousness, Nick, Clemente teed up a pretty good question here. Nick, if you are down to answer a crypto market question, and it's totally fine if you're not, you can pass.
What is it?
It is, what are your thoughts on Bitcoin dominance going into the halving, especially given the Bitcoin ETFs? You've been around the block. You've been buying Bitcoin since 2013. You don't know a lot about Bitcoin, but I'd love to know how
you always say that because I didn't know the whatever the fucking algorithm is for Bitcoin.
Still don't know it.
So, well, like, do I need to know the word? Clemente, what's the
he doesn't know either, but he's like 24. Easy. He's young.
What's the name of it? Signal.
Easy probably knows.
What's the name?
Easy. The name what is the technical breakthrough that makes Bitcoin Bitcoin? What's like the mathematical problem that Bitcoin solved?
Oh, I have no fucking clue.
Okay.
It's the double spending. Spending is what he solved.
Would you look at that? The smartest person here, Signal, knew it.
But what's the name of that problem?
Some E equals MC squared shit.
No. I think it's like Byzantine something.
Yeah. Oh, this was the thing Kix was making jokes about the other day. The Byzantine Empire thing.
Kix knows. Signal knows. Would you look at that? Who doesn't know? Trader Boys with charts.
I mean, hey, listen. Solana's up 100x. Bitcoin's only up about 2x. I like where my numbers are right now. It feels good.
I don't need to know the word Byzantine in order to understand the fact that the blockchain is verifiable transactions, which like cannot be replicated. I don't need to understand that, or I don't need to know that word. That's like being like, I don't understand Spanish because I don't know the word Espanol. Like,
we literally have the commenters coming in and just dropping windmill dunks at this point because they recognize that me, Kix, and Sig just actually know shit. And then the chart boys are just charting. Easy on the Solana side. I was talking to Jordan from Internet Game. Really, really good.
No. This is a good thing. This is a good thing.
And he went all in on Solana also early. And I was like, dude, anybody that did that deserves it. Like basically everybody deserves to win because it wasn't only the SBF thing driving it to $8. There was also the SEC letter and the Robinhood thing. So no disrespect to anybody that bought Solana.
There was a lot of people at the event that like straight up thanked me for just nonstop shilling Solana. Like this one guy, this older guy came up to me and he's like, me and my wife listen to your show nonstop and you've made us a lot of money. And I was like, dude, I did not press the button for you. Don't put that on me. I make terrible trades very frequently. And he's like, oh yeah, I've also lost a good amount of money, but I've made way more than I've lost. And then he brought up one of my terrible trades and was like, yeah, I'm still bag holding these. It was Copium. He's like, yeah, you had a good thesis on it. Sad things don't work out. And then he just went back to the fact that he aped Solana and asked my like whole thesis on it. And I was like, what you just said. I was like, dude, at $8, it was either like it goes to zero or we're going to get a clean like at minimum 5x. And sure enough, it just kept going. And I think it still goes much higher.
Yeah, of course. Duh. Nick was asking whether he should buy Bitcoin or Solana the other day. And I said, are you planning on eventually selling it? And he said, yeah, I think so. I said, that's totally cool. Buy Solana. Buy Solana.
I actually completely agree with that statement. Like if you plan to trade the asset, I fully intend
to trade.
No, if you ever are going to hit the sell button, buy Solana.
I fully intend to liquidate some of my soul into pure spot Bitcoin and just forget about it. I'm actually in the same thesis of like putting some of the spot Bitcoin into a ledger and just forgetting I own it.
What did you take? Silly pills this morning, Clemente? What's going on?
Oh, it's just, you're so, hey, you're gonna, if you're ever going to sell.
Wow. What even just came out of your mouth?
He literally just said,
Solana. Buy Solana.
Clemente's the European kid this morning, dude.
Are you still drunk?
How many hours of sleep did you get, Clemente?
I got like 4 hours of sleep.
Four.
Hmm.
Okay.
Clemente's learning how to be a consummate pro, ladies and gentlemen. He's a young
cat.
He
learned how to consummate a relationship.
Stop it. All right. Anyway, we're going to talk. Well, Nick, you didn't answer the question.
Because you went off on some Byzantine bullshit. Look, Bitcoin dominance going into the halving, or the halving, is
mocking the good question that Clemente wrote.
Is just expected. I like it. I think we're in a good place. Bitcoin showing dominance here is the sort of thing I like to see. Okay. That's the main synopsis here. I'm really excited for that to continue. The ETH conversation is quite interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that everyone's just being like ETH BTC. I mean, it is in a low place. There was a previous someone took up a picture from when like Udi and some other people hosted a clubhouse where they had a sub 0.03 party. Like celebrating the dominance of Bitcoin over Ethereum, and then it promptly turbo ran. Basically, is what happened. So, and that was like, if you look back at, let's say, I'm looking here, March 2021, Bitcoin, the ETH Bitcoin went from 0.04 to back in January, ran down to point almost sub 0.0, it went below 0.03 in March of 2021, and then it like skyrocketed. So it went on almost 3x run from there. So I think from that standpoint, like, we're just experiencing something similar. This whole concept that like ETH is dead is ridiculous. I will say there's been a long run of Bitcoin gaining dominance over ETH, but from the standpoint that like Base seems to have a lot of traction,
which is huge.
And it does, like, it does feel like something that had, like, theoretically, it makes sense
that Coinbase would have a sick layer too.
Yeah, the whole like onboarding people to me is like an interesting conversation. Like, people are talking about the content. They're like, "Yo, you're onboarding people." Dude, I mean, like,
I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Oh, I know you do. And does it involve the word Byzantine? Is there like the Byzantine algorithm on your wall?
The white paper's on his ceiling, so the last thing he sees before he closes his eyes is the Byzantine trilemma.
You know, in Curb Your Enthusiasm this season, when he's memorizing 4 score and 7 years ago, and so every time he pees, he like says this.
That's what I do.
The Gettysburg Address.
Yeah,
and so he basically memorizes it, except Pio does the same thing of the Bitcoin white paper. So he has that like that exact same feeling. So anytime you start hearing it, Pio has to pee.
I'm peeing myself right now. So the onboarding the masses thing, I've always thought is interesting, especially when people talk about it with NFTs, because that's like saying you're going to onboard the masses to like a X-Men action figure. It's like, that's not really like how it works. Like, Bitcoin will get the masses because the masses need Bitcoin actually. And if you're rolling your eyes right now, you might not understand Bitcoin.
Okay. But like, it's just disrespectful the way that you frame it, because you know who's not onboarding a damn person? Pio.
Yeah, right.
Pio yeah, just right. insults you, says no. You don't have any fucking clue what you're talking
about. One of my old coworkers texts me in jubilance when Bitcoin goes up in price because I onboarded his ass so hard.
Okay, you onboarded 3 people. You onboarded his ass so hard. What happened? Did it sound like crazy. Puffy and Meek Mill? What the hell is going on over there?
Clemente, take your camera off the screen, dude. You're too silly today. But anyway, in all seriousness, like a 67-year-old woman in Indonesia does need Bitcoin. She doesn't need like a cartoon animal profile picture. Like, so that's just the come back, Clemente. Come back. I was kidding. Don't actually leave the thing. Come back, Clemente.
You're welcome at the party.
You're welcome at the party. Anyway, look, in all seriousness, moving on to a subject that I think is pretty interesting, venture capital. So a year ago, I remember we were in our accelerator program, and someone was talking about how difficult it was to raise venture capital. And he wasn't even a crypto company, right? So he's just a regular technology company. So hard to raise venture capital. He was he had multiple exits as a founder. He was your typical kind of entrepreneur that VCs would want to fund, and it was so difficult. Now it seems like that tide has turned in a significant way. We've seen a lot of $9 million funding rounds. We've seen over $1.1 billion raised in March, and the number of funding rounds in crypto has increased every month since October 2023. This is very significant, ladies and gentlemen. While it's not directly correlated, or while it doesn't necessarily impact the price of assets, you have to think on the kind of entrepreneurial side of crypto, seeing funding return to it is significant. So overall, the venture capital fundraising in crypto jumped over 50% in March. Nick, you have a long history of, just experience with participating in fundraising, knowing venture capitalists, you know, you kind of have your ear to the ground to some capacity, definitely more than, you know, myself or Easywood or Sig. What do you make of the increase in venture capital interest in crypto? Do you think it'll continue? Do you think it's interesting? What do you think, Big Dog? Nice open-ended question for you that you hate. Let's go.
When price go up, they FOMO in. I mean, it's literally, dude, you were talking about moths to a light.
Yes.
That's like the 100 model women last night. You know, that they're just like, oh, this guy seems popular. Just to clarify, that's not the type of energy I'm looking for, okay? Like, I want the ladies to know that's not the type of energy that I'm looking for. Y'all some moths. Okay.
That's rude. That's rude.
I'm not saying all women. Okay. I'm just saying the moth to a light women, like those, they're off talking to the next guy right around the corner. Like, just like guaranteed big energy comes in the room. Some tall guy. There was like one of the bouncers last night was like 7'8".
Everybody talks about how big this guy is.
That guy was so tall.
That guy didn't give a fuck is the reality.
Like, you can't go over there and record a video. I was like, I own you.
Oh, okay.
I bought this place. What the hell are you talking about? And he was like, I'm sorry, you can't go over there. And he was like, oh, you're not going upstairs. You just want to do a video, right? He was like, my bad. But yeah, the people that are like moths to a light, no, we're good, dude.
So you're comparing venture, crypto, you know,
exact
venture.
Same thing. I'm getting messages from them. Oh, you're popular right now. Well, how do I, let me just give you money. Not at a cheap price. They're all in it to win it, man. All those people, they're all just trying to extract from greatness, which is literally everybody, you know, trying to touch greatness, okay. Extract from greatness, be part of it. It's just difficult, dude. And so that's why, are the VCs coming back? Of course they are. Right now, they're investing in Ansem, who if I've seen a professional profile in my life, it's Ansem's. That guy just gives off strong, like professional, you know, entrepreneurial vibes.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll sum that up in that interest in investing in crypto companies has increased given the increase.
Amante, you don't follow him?
This is the Nifty account.
Okay, got it. I was going to say, this is why you've been failing at trades.
Good God. Nick is on one today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, to sum it up, interest in crypto venture capital is definitely on the up and up. It corresponds to price. Crypto's hot again. There you go. People want to invest in crypto. They want to invest in AI. That's what's happening. Look, OpenSea teased a Blast integration. Can OpenSea pull off a comeback? I'd actually love to know what people think about this. OpenSea
0% chance.
Okay, well, we're going to throw it to you. OpenSea teased an integration on Blast story. Yesterday after tweeting, turn the vibes up, full blast. So I guess OpenSea has recorded less than 500 grand in volume yesterday, continuing to lose market share. How would this collab make sense, though, as they are technically competitors? What do we think about this?
Dude, I mean, they have a gun in their mouth and they're ready to, I mean, sorry, go ahead. Easy.
No, I know. Let's finish.
I was waiting for the end of that. Like, what happens after it's in your mouth?
What's the term?
Yeah, you can't just like put it in your mouth. Deep throat a shotgun. Yeah.
What? Is that what we say?
Yeah.
Are you good at that? Easy?
No, I'm still alive. So I've never actually tried it.
Turn your mics off.
I think this is a terrible move by OpenSea, dude.
Put that mic in your mouth.
About to turn Nick's mic off in like T-minus 2 seconds.
What the hell?
Turning it off. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick O'Neill, fresh off of a collab with European Kid, fresh off of addressing our entire public at Clemente.
Turning Nick's mic off. But you can see he still has energy. Which we know that we know what happened last night.
Stop saying this. I'm turning Nick's mic off.
Let's
let's see a deep throw. That mic is actually crazy.
No, that's enough. That's enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not discussing it. Let's be honest. What's the deal with Blast and OpenSea?
Get blasted.
It's ridiculous. It looks like OpenSea's.
This guy is just
gotta go. He's got to go.
He's not coming back. He's done. That was it. That's when you throw in the towel. That's when your corner has your back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you're offended by Nick's comments, I actually don't have any commentary on that because this is literally who he is, and there's no one that's ever going to change him. He's 42 years old. So anyway, when we're talking about Blast and OpenSea, how are they able to collab if they're direct competitors? I mean, I genuinely want to know.
Blast is an L2. Like, even though it's a direct competitor, I don't think that it's like unheard of, to be honest, to do something like this. They're trying to capture volume on Blast, where like Blast assets and things like that are going to continue to scale and grow here. So it makes sense that they're trying to capitalize on an early moving market. Right now, Blast NFTs are selling on things like Mintify and Element.market. So like not very high volume places.
No, keep going.
Do you think, can OpenSea get gold? Would there be a world in which OpenSea can get gold?
So that was my first thought, was like, what if they just start crushing dApps and just running with shit, and they have capital. Like, you got to think they have a war chest. They're still making fees. What if they just dump that shit in and just take over the gold market? Just take it over. And that becomes
gold,
like,
gold market.
So Blast Gold is like the thing. Like, they just take over Blast Gold and just start farming. Like, at this point, what if OpenSea just becomes like a passive farming tool where people are just like, fuck it, this is my path forward. I don't think it's a good move, but I'm not surprised that they're going to Blast.
Okay, Clemente just took himself off camera and started wiping his face with his shirt. Anyway, Signal, please go ahead.
What?
I don't think they would. No, they wouldn't be able to.
They won't be able to what?
Sig has a little delay. Let her go.
No, OpenSea wouldn't actually be able to get the gold because, remember, Wasabi were penalized for essentially copy-pasta their product over to Blast, their ETH product over to the Blast ecosystem. So actually, in as much as I would love for OpenSea to have a gold allocation and be the only way I would ever start using them again, it's not going to happen if they're going to just use their incumbent product.
I think that's a very fair take, Nick.
I mean, I won't say it again. All right, Pia, but I think we know what that meant. Is that like what is the deal with OpenSea at this point?
What is the deal? Dude, I would like to know.
They literally went from the top marketplace to irrelevance.
Well, they are getting into gaming now. I have heard them getting some success. They just did a partnership with Coachella as well, actually.
We've seen other projects pivot into gaming all of a sudden, which to me is such a hilarious thing, when it wasn't like that was the ethos of your business to begin with. That wasn't like the vision that you came in with. Suddenly, like, and now suddenly you're a gaming company.
We're pivoting out of gaming. If everyone's pivoting in, we're pivoting out. Sorry, Shrapnel. We're pivoting out.
I like our gaming content division, but that's just content. We've been a content business, always been the case. But yeah, I mean, dude, the problem is like they've added support for different blockchains. Like, they added Solana, but they didn't do anything to like capture any of the markets that they're doing. It's like a technical thing, and they just move on. So basically what they are is like they're technically adept, but they're not actually like good with the product marketing side of things and product to a degree where they seem like they're flailing. Like, OpenSea just feels like it's flailing. Who uses OpenSea? I actually do, to check out some of the prices.
And that's why your prices are all wrong. You're like, oh yeah, this thing's this floor. We go and look at activity and it's like an ETH lower. And you're like, what? Where'd that at?
Yeah, I guess you got to go to Blur.
They're doing well on Base. They are getting a good amount of traction there.
So the place you can buy Base NFTs. That's the thing. Like, think about it. It's like, dude, I'm not going to element.market. The times I've used that, I felt like just kind of gross. Like, that marketplace was scary. And I had to use it because it was the only place that had Blast NFTs. So like, we need more Blast support for sure. Because like, there's still, like, right now, when you look at like DeFi Llama and stuff, TVL is still increasing on Base and Blast, especially with Solana congestion right now. People are still looking for cost-effective and gas-effective chains that can operate quickly. And both of those are viable options right now.
Fair. I don't think it's out of the question that there can be some sort of traction, but obviously it's been years at this point, and OpenSea just hasn't really had the sort of it factor for you know, what they need to do to capitalize. And Pac-Man is just executing at a very high level. On the Bankless podcast with Pac-Man, he talked about how he got kind of lightning in a bottle with Blur, and then he got lightning in a bottle with Blast. And they asked if they think, or if he thinks he could get lightning in a bottle a third time. And he said, I don't know. But I think that that makes sense because both things are very significant. I can't wait to see what the significance of Blast is long-term. Layer 2s on Ethereum are absolutely interesting. I don't know what's going to happen with the Ethereum ETF. It seems like absolutely everybody, including the biggest experts, do not think that the Ethereum ETF will be approved in May. That just seems like what is going on right now. Just pulling up Clemente on the big screen as he just sits there and flops around on his phone during the show.
I was changing the title. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Is optimizing the spaces title.
Dude, he's the only one that's shown up today in a meaningful way.
That's true. That's true. Anyway,
Signal has as well.
Of course, yes. Of course. Anyway, look, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. Big, big shout out to everybody that came to our event last night.
We're just ending it. PO's like, yo, it went off the rails. Easy threw out the deep throating a shotgun.
Brother, you asked me. Yeah, thank God. I'm done with him. Don't let him back up here.
It took him over the screen, ladies and gentlemen. He's gone.
I wish European kid kicked his ass.
I'm the European kid. You know, big shout out to everybody that came to our event last night at NFT NYC. Big shout out to Polygon. Big shout out to Planet Mojo. Everybody that we're partnering with right now and making these events possible, making these shows possible. Clemente, something to add here?
Yeah, you left all the signage and stuff at my hotel room, and you lost my hotel card.
Why didn't we give it to people? Someone took one of the signs.
We gave all of it away. The only stuff I brought to Clemente's house was the Hello Moon signage, so that we could give it to Hello Moon. And I appreciate you allowing me to do that. You're now acting like you're mad about it when you told me to do it.
Well, the losing the hotel room card was hard because I had to go back to the hotel room. They're like, do you have any identification? I was like, I lost my card. They're like, okay, cool. Just give us your ID. We'll give you a hotel room. I was like, I don't have it, dog.
Did that?
Why'd you have to get in your room in a rush?
Anyway.
Not impact your
hey, look, ladies and gentlemen. Great episode of the show today. We will be back next week on Monday. Our voices will realistically be back. We appreciate everybody coming out to our event, all that stuff. And Clemente, I'm sorry I lost your hotel room key. And I apologize last night too. I didn't mean to do that. That sucked. I even looked around the event to try to find it. But anyway, big shout out to everyone that came to the event. Catch you guys next time. Have a good weekend. Shout out to everybody in New York. Here's